The late Dr. Ronnie Kilde was former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, author, activist, and political insider. Her no-touch torture targeting began in 1985 and culminated in her murder, probably by induced heart attack, in 2015. The following insights come from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, published posthumously in 2015. The elite have plans to get rid of two-thirds of the world's population with electromagnetic warfare, chemical warfare, and psychological warfare. Mind control, MK, is listed as a non-lethal weapon by the military. In 2002, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research in Geneva, Switzerland, designated mind control as a weapon of mass destruction, along with nuclear bombs. This technology links the brains of people via implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. All the U.S. military branches are involved in the development of the technology, in cooperation with civil institutions like the Department of Health, in what is known as the Neural Network Association. At their 1991 conference, it was revealed that they submitted and endorsed over 1,000 projects in brain-computer technology at 350 medical centers, universities, etc. The best way to control people without their knowledge is through mind control. According to the CIA director in 1972, mind control means a world where every thought, emotion, observation, and need is controlled. Cybernetics, full neurological control and communication, has been in use since the 1940s, without the knowledge of the public. The objectives are behavior modification and influencing mental and bodily functions, processes, and emotions remotely through computer satellite links. Directed energy weapons, mostly EMF or electromagnetic frequency, and acoustic weapons, act on the psyche and the body of human beings and all living creatures. They have been called by many names: psychophysical weapons, weapons of information warfare, psychotronic weapons, cognitive weapons, neurological weapons, mind-invasive weapons, mind control and electronic harassment weapons, remote neural monitoring, active denial systems, weapons of electronic warfare, means of neuro-linguistic programming, means for behavior modification, means of influence technology, computerized brainwashing machines, devices to zombify people, means to induce mental and physical illness, means for hostile surveillance, people zappers, and weapons of mass destruction. The Swedish military research, FOI, declares in their report of activities that their goal is to direct the cognitive functions of people for a lifetime. On July 21, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons be used against anyone engaged in activities that DOD opposed. That could include almost anyone. DOD's potential enemies may be countercultural individuals, those with opposing political viewpoints, economic competitors, biological undesirables, etc. From my point of view, the uses of this new technology philosophically are comparable to and amount to the biblical fall of man, the eviction from paradise. The all-encompassing thought reading and mind-influencing capacity of this technology divides man into two encampments: those few God-like people who are allowed to use these means, and all others whose freedom and free will is being taken away. We have been very surprised to hear about school and shopping center shootings. How many realize that these are tests where mind control programming is used to create a human robot? The serial killer is himself a victim, being programmed to be an emotionless robot and following orders to kill. The real killers sit behind computers and send him electromagnetic beams to the brain. The Secret Services and their sabotage and terror departments are the biggest terrorists in the world and work together with the Mafia. That was the case even in World War II, as has been published decades ago. More crimes against humanity have been committed under the shield of national security than people can ever know, possibly even more than the Mafia. To label the non-consensual human experimentees, the victims of mind control, as paranoid schizophrenic, is a crime against humanity.